It's 47 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Winger is survived by his wife, Cheryl, three children, John, Annette, and Jason and Audrey, seven grandchildren, sisters and brothers, Jim and Lou Winger, Kenneth and Carol Winger, Otis and Mitzi Winger, Betty Cornell and Jean Romanowski, Jerry and Janice Winger, Chuck Winger, Davy and Christy Winger, and Tina and Daryl Petsnick. Sisters and brothers-in-law, John and Donna Harris, Alan Harris, Susan Malter, Penny and Kenny Harris, Shelby Hughes, Richard Harris, Amy and Brandon Schultz, Robert and Tammy Harris, Kimberly Hines, and Rachel and Jeff Walsh. Also many other relatives and friends. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, March 19th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday, March 19th, from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of David Spiegel include his wife Lynn, three children, David and Angela Spiegel of Wooster, Ohio, Russell and Ann Spiegel of Poinette, and Elizabeth Spiegel and Augusto Centino of Port News, Virginia. Six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two sisters, Kieran Pugh of Wisconsin Rapids, and Linda and Ken Otzelberger of Heartland. Brother-in-law, Thomas Schock of Heartland, sister-in-law, Eula and Richard Taylor of El Paso, Texas, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 12th at 2 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 12th from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Grace. Gary Martinick is survived by his wife, Marie Wigan Martinick, four children, Crystal Ledbury, and Kelly and David Stibbe, all of Richland Center, and Brett and Katie Martinick of Wallace, North Carolina. Stepdaughter, Bridget and Todd Stivers of Pine Mountain, Georgia. 14 grandchildren, one great-granddaughter, his former wife, Christina Krein, three siblings, Stephen and Betsy Martinick of Spring Hill, Tennessee, Douglas, Gus and Stacy Martinick of Richland Center, and Karen Gulsrud of Wallace, North Carolina. Also nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center.